Friend Mike Houlihan, you gotta roll with the punches. Welcome back to Hibernian Radio. We're here at Lizzie McNeil's, another beautiful Wednesday night, sitting in front of the fireplace. It's so cozy. Hey, we're brought to you by not Flood Brothers. We're brought to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal, Mike Haggerty, Buick, GMC, Volkswagen, and our old friend Carol Ann Gallagher, personal injury attorney. And boy, she was a great guest on the show last week. So if you missed that one, go to the podcast at hibernianradio.org and you can catch up. Now, for those of you who haven't been paying attention, this show has a focus and dedication to Irish first responders, police, firefighters, paramedics, because we feel they are the modern-day equivalent to our Irish mythological warriors, and we think it's important to salute them and honor them and have them come and tell their story. And it's just been great over the last year meeting so many wonderful cops and firefighters and paramedics. Tonight, we have probably the most beautiful one we've ever had on the show. And definitely the youngest, Kelly Layden, who is a probationary police officer in the 22nd District and a member of the Chicago St. Patrick's Day Parade Queens Court. Congratulations on that and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here, especially on this snowy, cold evening.
Yeah. Well, it's just you wore your sash and everything, so we'll be putting the pictures up of that. You look great.
Thank you.
When did you decide? Well, first, where'd you grow up?
So I'm originally from Orland Park, but I'm currently living in the Beverly neighborhood, just right off of Western.
Mm-hmm. Don't give the street. There'll be a line out there tomorrow.
I hope not. Yeah. I won't be there.
That's right. You're going to Ireland.
Yes, I'm so tomorrow, excited.
Tomorrow night you're leaving for Ireland. Let's go back. Let's get back on you.
All right.
So you're born in Orland Park. St. Michael's Parish, right?
Yeah, St. Michael's Parish.
You went to Carl Sandburg High School?
Correct, yes. I graduated there in 2012.
Did you go to college?
Yes, so after Sandburg, I went to Moraine Valley Community College in Palos. I did 4 years total there, so I got my associate's in science first. I then got accepted into their radiologic technology program.
Oh, wow.
And I received my associate's in applied science in 2016, going on to become a board certified X-ray tech after that.
And then decided to become a police officer.
Yes, it's funny how things forget, huh?
Yeah. How did that happen?
So after I graduated and I became an X-ray tech, I went on to work at Advocate Christ Medical Center in Oak Lawn.
At where?
Advocate Christ.
Okay.
So during my time there, I worked all three watches, but predominantly I worked the afternoons or the evenings and midnights.
Yeah.
Basically, we work all over the hospital, inpatient, outpatient, emergency room, pediatrics.
You're an X-ray technician?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
But I loved being in the emergency room because...
Yeah, I like the action.
Yes, I love the action. Well, as I'm sure most people know, Advocate Christ is a trauma one center. So I was getting so many... victims of violence, gunshot victims, major accidents, and whatnot. So it was during my time there that my interest really started to spark.
Yeah.
I was meeting a lot of police officers, obviously, coming in.
Yeah.
And I felt like as much as I loved my job, and I still, at times, do miss the medical aspect, I figured now was the time to do it. It would be something different. I could hopefully potentially help people
Good
in a different
you.
Respect.
Yeah.
More so on the street. So figured this is the time to do it. And I took the test. I didn't know if it would actually happen or come through, but here I am today. So.
And how long have you been on the job?
I have about 15 months on the job. So right. six months of that though was in the academy. So
okay.
I don't have much time on the street yet.
Yeah, but you're learning fast, I'll bet, huh?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So
But you do have a partner who's got a couple years seniority on you. And
yes.
And you guys are in a cruiser driving around 22?
Yes, it worked out perfectly. My partner, Jason, I love him. He's become basically a brother to me.
That's nice. Yeah.
And it works out perfectly because we have the same day off group. So we're very 50-50. Like, he drives, I drive, he drives, I drive, and whatnot. So... The work is split very evenly.
What are the boundaries of 22?
So we go as far west in some... it's very kind of butchered, but basically as far west in some aspects to Pulaski, and then as far east is Eggleston or Stewart.
Oh,
yeah. And then in terms of south, we'll go as far sometimes as 119th Street,
right,
and as far north as 87th Street, just to give you a rough
idea. There's a lot of action in that district.
Yes, especially over on the east side. So,
yeah.
And that's typically where me and my partner do work. We normally
work the
east side, which I love because now is the time to learn. So I'm trying to learn as much as I can.
Are you on days or nights?
I'm on evenings, so I typically work 3 to midnight.
Oh, wow.
So I love it. It's a perfect watch for somebody who's young with no kids. So I'm not going to complain
about
it.
There's a lot of action. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So I think it's the best shift. At least where I'm at right now, I love that shift.
Now, what's the craziest thing that's happened so far? Anything? Any good stories?
To be honest, I guess I've been blessed because I haven't had anything too crazy, but I guess like a big thing that sticks out for me, and I'm sure some people think it's nothing, but it was my second month on the street. So I was working with a field training officer at the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you go through your training cycles, a lot of times the FTOs will ask you, you know, what is it that you're looking to learn in this cycle? What haven't you done?
Right.
Etc. So I hadn't done what we call movers.
So basically,
movers. So like writing a moving citation, you know, like a speeding ticket or running through a stop sign, etc. So I had told her, I was like, well, you know, I haven't wrote a mover, so I'd really like to write one this cycle. So one night we're out, and I was on midnights at the time, and we're driving down Halstead, and she goes, okay, you know what? I think we're gonna get you your first mover. So we curb the vehicle, you know, expired plates. She was dealing with the driver who ended up being the offender, and I'm just on kind of the passenger side watching guard.
Yeah.
And just like something didn't seem right, well, it ends up being where we have to bring this guy in for tickets.
Yeah.
And in the meantime...
Oh, he has warrants, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, I noticed he had an older vehicle, and you know how there's the emergency brake, the long emergency brake in the older cars? And I noticed there was something kind of sticking out next to it that just didn't seem right. So I called it out, and I asked him, I said, do you have any weapons or anything in the vehicle?
Like a weapon, yeah.
Yeah, and he goes, oh, well, I have a knife. I'm like, oh, okay. So we get him out of the vehicle then. And it ends up being, it was a huge knife. Like the blade itself was 12 inches.
Wow.
So when we get him to the car, we're like, we're going to have to take the car in. You know, is there anything else in there? You know, now is the time to tell me, is there anything else in there? And he ended up having a pistol under the driver's seat. So... for me, it was a big deal because all I wanted to do was write a moving ticket.
Yeah.
And here I am now bringing in. Exactly. I was.
Good pinch, though.
It was
right?
a good pinch. And
as
everyone told me, it'll probably never be that easy again to get a weapon just for somebody to be like, here, you know, it's here, you know, instead of having to go look for it.
Or have them shoot at you.
Exactly. Yeah. So I was blessed in a sense, but I remember that was it was a long night. I think we worked till 9 a.m. the next day. So.
Yeah.
You know, I had never, it was my first pistols, my first knife. It was just a lie, you know.
Yeah.
All I wanted to do was write the guy for, you know, false registration or something, but it ended up being a bigger deal.
Yeah.
So that's the most memorable right now for me in terms of a big story. But
so, and now you're on furlough, right?
Yes.
For how long? A couple
of
weeks?
So I will go back the 29th. So I had a full, basically,
February 29th, yeah.
Yes, I'll go back the 29th of February. So, basically, to me, practically the whole month I'll be off. But, so it's a nice break.
Now, you're going to Ireland tomorrow.
Yes, if the plane takes off, hopefully.
Yeah. And you're going to meet who? Your uncle?
Yes, so I'm going to meet my uncle in Dublin.
Who's a Garda Síochána.
He is.
In Dublin. He's
is.
A cop. Yeah.
Yeah, so he's currently working out of Tipperary. He's more of a plainclothes. He kind of deals with, like, the communications and network ending of the police as opposed to out on the beat every day.
Yeah.
So.
Now, is this your mom's brother?
This is my mom's brother, yes.
Because your mom is from Ireland.
Yes, she's from Cove, County Cork.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God bless her.
So, it's a beautiful town. So, for anyone
Your mom and dad, they got to be thrilled. You're in the Queen's Court and everything.
Oh, my God, I know.
Yeah.
Well,
were they at the contest on Sunday?
They were at the contest. I didn't tell anybody else because I'm that type of person. So, and it was funny because it was my third year competing, and I felt like it was my worst year competing.
Yeah.
So, when my number got called, I had already started packing up my bag. Because I was like, there's no way. This was not my year.
Yeah.
And oddly enough, I made it. And I remember when I walked through the door, my mom's face was shocked because she said the same thing afterwards.
They weren't expecting to see you make the cut.
Exactly. Yeah. She said out of all 3 years, she's like, I definitely did not expect you to make the cut this year. So we were all surprised, and oh yeah, they're ecstatic, and so they're so happy.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. And so you're like doing a tour in Ireland as a member of the St. Patrick's Day Parade court and everything, and that's kind of cool.
Right, sort of. It just happened to work
out. What's your uncle's name?
Paul Cody.
Paul Cody, shout out to you.
Yes, shout
There's
out to
Tom
him.
There's a Tom Cody who runs the Emerald Society here. Did you know that?
Somebody was just telling me that the other day. Yeah, and it's funny because Cody's not a common Irish name, but so it's a small, maybe we're related.
So your mom was a Cody?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
She was. So.
What's your mother's name?
Catherine.
And your dad is Michael.
Michael, yes.
Okay.
Can't get more Irish than that,
yeah.
Right?
Catherine and Michael. So you're going on this trip and you're going with a friend.
Correct.
For 2 weeks in Ireland. That sounds great.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
You're doing the cop tour, basically.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
It just happened to work out. You know, I picked my furlough and that was well before the competition.
Oh, it was planned before then.
It was planned before then and... I ended up getting this opportunity, so I figured while I'm going there, I might as well, you know, now that I have been given this opportunity, I might as well
fly the flag. Yeah.
Exactly. I might as well represent, obviously, the local Plumbers 130 as well as the police, since I am a police officer.
Yeah.
So I'm excited.
And then you come back for the two parades. You'll be here on Saturday on the 14th of March for the downtown parade.
Yes.
I'm sure you're going to go to the Southside parade as well.
I'm assuming so. You know, I haven't heard anything about the Southside parade. I sure hope so because my district is the one that hosts the parade.
Yeah.
So I would just really like to be in it for that reason, especially. But so I'm keeping my fingers and toes crossed.
Oh, the Queen's always part of that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that was always my understanding.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping nothing has changed.
But the cool thing about that is, and actually both parades, a lot of firemen and police come in from Ireland for the parade.
Exactly.
You get to meet them all. We've had some of them on the show.
Really?
First responders from Cork last year, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we had a bunch of them on.
That's so funny.
And they're here having a blast. They love
it.
Oh,
I'm sure, yeah.
Well, as I'm sure you're going to have a great time. And,
of course.
Are you just staying in Cork, or where else are you going?
So predominantly, yes, we'll be in Cork, but we are going to do a night or two in Killarney.
Oh, cool. Well, I'm going to Killarney in July.
Really? It's been a long time since I was in Killarney, so I'm excited. Then we'll do probably a night or so in Tipperary with my uncle and his family, and maybe a night in
Galway. Does he do the driving while you're there, or does you?
He'll do the driving first when we get there, and then after that, well, with Cove, you can kind of walk everywhere. The train's right there. The bus takes you into Cork City, so I really won't need to do much driving when I'm there, besides the long journey. Like to Killarney, I'll go with my cousins and whatnot.
Oh, yeah.
So, but otherwise it works out. You know, here you're so tied, especially more the suburbs and like Mount Greenwood. Like
but also driving there is kind of tricky because you're on the wrong side of the road. I could never do it.
No, and stick shift, I'd be lost. There's no way.
Yeah.
I need automatic.
All right, so when you were going through the academy, did people say, look at you, you're a young, beautiful young lady. Why do you want to be a cop? And you said, I want to help people, huh?
Yes. So, I mean, a lot of it just comes from me working at the hospital. Like, that's where it initially sparked the interest. And I thought, you know what? Maybe I could be the change in a slight way. I mean, not that you can change everyone.
Well, you changed that guy's life that you pulled over.
Well, I don't know if that
took
was
his knife and his
that
gun
was
away.
For the better. But but I thought, you know, it'll definitely be something different. I won't be seeing them. Well, I won't be seeing someone when they come to me in a hospital when they're,
for example, bleeding out or whatnot.
So I might be able to prevent that from happening.
And a lot of that goes on at Advocate Christ.
Oh,
huh?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw a lot. I mean, it was a great experience. I learned a lot.
Because it's a
trauma
shell
unit. Shock. Yes.
Yeah.
So that was a big factor in why I switched over. So
I don't blame you. All right, so we got a great career ahead of you. Here's what I'm looking for. Just looking for my phone so I can turn the lights on in here. It's a beautiful night here at Lizzie McNeil's, folks. You got to come down on a Wednesday night, especially when the fires are going. But it gets a little dark in here.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't see if you can turn the light on that thing. Okay, so we're talking to Kelly Layden, who is just an 18-month PPO in the Chicago Fire Department or Police Department, and also a newly crowned member of the St. Patrick's Day Parade, Queen's Court, and she'll be at all the parades and everything, and we're having a blast talking to her. You got it going? Here. Thank you. Okay.
Oh, was it not working? Here, do you need mine?
Yes, give me some light. Somebody said, give me a light up here. And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. Now there's only one left down there to save Big John. Oh, thank you.
There you go.
Thank you. Okay, because I made some notes. Okay. You're leaving for Ireland tomorrow? We know that. Oh, your brother, Michael. Michael's in college. Oh, he's younger than you. So you're the eldest child.
Yes,
your mom
I
and
am.
Dad are here tonight. God bless them.
Yes.
Catherine and Michael. Oh, let's talk about... It's the 65th anniversary
the
Chicago St. Patrick's Day Parade, which is pretty cool.
It is kind of cool. I'm kind of happy, to be on the court for such a big, big occasion.
Yeah.
Because who knows? I might not be on the court next year. So.
If you want to be.
Maybe I will. Yeah. Maybe I won't.
You might be the queen next year.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. And the grand marshal this year is Father Tom Hurley, the pastor.
Yes.
At Old St. Pat's.
Lovely.
Who's also a Cajetan's guy.
Yes.
A terrific guy.
Yes.
So you're going to have the time of your life. Can you give a shout out to the other gals? Who's the queen?
Yes. So the queen is Carrie McLowry. Then there's obviously myself. And then the other court members would be Emily Daniels, Casey Doherty, and Kathleen Murphy. So we joke.
All Irish. That's good.
We joke because there's, KKK and then Emily. So we told her we might have to kick her out. We need another K name. So
let's be careful with the KKK jokes. We already had one of those guys on the show years ago. So you're going to have a very busy next month. The whole next month is going to be crazy for you.
It's going to be very busy.
Now, does the police department take into consideration that you're in the court and you have to be on special assignment with the parade and all that? Or?
Yes.
Oh, do they really?
So, how it works. Well, right now I really haven't had an issue because our big occasion is... the week of the parade.
Yes.
So I'm going to have to see how that works. But
will you
so
still
far,
be on furlough then? Oh, no.
I won't be.
No.
Be back on duty, so
then.
We'll see. Because up until now, I obviously, we have our comp time, our personal days, our maybe furlough days. So I'm just trying to figure out at least right now in terms of how to go about that because I am so new.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't used a baby furlough day or a personal day. And so it's just a case of figuring out, how to use time, take time or whatever. But everyone at work's super excited for me. So
when you were working at the hospital, did you have the apartment then?
No, I lived at home.
Okay.
So,
you went right in from the frying pan into the fire.
Yes.
You got an apartment. You became a police officer. Wow.
Yeah. If my parents lived in the city, I'd still be living at home. So
Oh, you got to live in the city, sure.
Yes. I tell everyone, stay at home as long as you can. Save your money.
Yeah.
Because paying rent isn't that fun.
Well, you know what? Kudos to you, though. You got guts. That takes a lot of guts to do what you're doing just to get out there. And now, what are you going to do with how long is the x-ray technician? Can you hang on to that and still do that? Yeah.
So how it works is because I became board certified, you have to kind of what I would call like recert every 2 years. So we have to get what we call CE points. So basically you take tests or, there's different things we can do in order to keep our status active, which I do intend on doing. So I'm good now for another 2 years before I have to recert again come May. Since I will be off probation, I am allowed then work, a second job or something like that. So the game plan is to hopefully get back to Advocate Christ and work on a registry basis.
Oh, okay.
Like just 4 days a month just to keep the skills active.
Yeah.
And it would just be nice because I loved my job at the hospital. But I mean, I love my job
now. How long
now.
Were you there at the hospital?
I was there almost 3 years.
Oh, okay.
So, It was a good job. I worked days there, and I loved the trauma aspect. So I would like to get back there just a few days a month just to keep that part of me going.
Yeah,
because,
you put all that time in on it and learn it and everything, hang on to it.
Exactly. Yeah. And you just never know. So.
Yeah. Well, do you have a boyfriend, if you don't mind me asking?
No, I don't.
Okay. Because that would be a problem, I would think. For all the other guys.
Oh, no. That's not an issue at the moment.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Maybe one day.
But, you're like a TV star. Remember Pepper on, who played Pepper, Bill? On Police Woman.
Yeah, I'm sure.
That's before your time.
Oh, I mean.
It's about a very beautiful police woman. Well, the heck was Pepper? I can't remember her name. Anyway, Angie Dickinson, that's right.
Hmm.
She was a tough cop.
Really?
Like you are. Catching that guy with the gun and the knife in his car.
Yeah, right. It's a good story. Well, that'll be the one story I never forget anyway. So
until the next one.
True. Yeah, until the next one. But
and now your mom and your dad, your mom's from Ireland.
Right.
Your dad, you've been back to Ireland 10 times, you said?
Yeah.
Good
something
for you.
Like that. So
always to see family?
Always to see family. And it's funny because I was not a fan of going to Ireland growing up.
No kidding. They started going when you were little. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was always every 2 to 3 years when we were growing up.
Yeah.
So, and at the time, you know, like when you're growing up and you don't realize until you get older, it's, you do just want to sit and talk. Exactly.
Yeah.
So at the time, I remember being like, oh, Mom, no, I don't want to sit in the kitchen and talk. You know, because that's all they'd want to do is just sit and catch up and whatever. But then as I got older.
Are your mom's parents still alive?
No,
they've
passed on.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm sure if my nan was still alive, she'd be thrilled
to see.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yes.
How about on your father's side?
They're both still around.
Oh, that's terrific.
They're snowbirds, so they're currently
they
down in Florida.
Sure.
At the moment. So
that's the place to be.
But they're so excited. I think part of them wishes that they were here while I'm going through this experience.
They should come in for the parade at least.
That's what I said. I was like, well, can't they just fly home for the parade? But we'll see. Maybe they will.
Yeah,
but
they could surprise you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, so you have you don't know who. You're probably going to be with the Queen and her court.
Right.
But you may be marching with some cops too. I don't know what.
Right, exactly. I'm honestly not too sure, especially because I probably haven't been to the downtown parade since I was real small.
Oh yeah.
So I don't even really know what
that's
like anymore.
You've been going to the South Side parade every year, probably.
Oh
right?
Yes. So
you didn't ever misbehave at that, did you?
No,
officer.
Never. So, but
where did you hang on the South Side? Cork and Kerry.
Yes. I'm actually a big fan of Barney Callahan.
Oh, sure.
I love Barney Callahan.
We had them on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we had Bernard and his wife Mary on the show.
That's great.
Oh, yeah.
Have you been in that bar?
Oh, yeah. It's terrific.
It is beautiful.
It was the old Keegan's. Yeah.
See, and I was never in the old one, and everyone
tells me
if I saw the old one, it's like night and day.
Well, they're terrific people.
Oh, they're super nice. Because I think he's from Antrim, if I can remember.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Yes. Very
he's
nice.
A character.
He's funny.
Yeah.
And he looks so serious. When you see him in the bar, it's like, oh, I don't want to mess with him.
Yeah.
But I was even when I turned 21, because they have the live music and everything.
Yeah.
On a Saturday.
What do you mean even when you went
like
in there before that?
But when I first turned 21, you know, the joke was like, oh, it's kind of an older bar.
Oh, because
but
of the traditional music.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. But I was like, I don't care. I don't know. I thought
you're
it was
Irish.
Really nice. Exactly.
Yeah.
So they always had such a good band. So I like the mixture.
Do
I don't
they
like
know
the
you? You're in the Queen's Court.
They
Bernard
probably don't know. No,
they know now. I'm pretty sure they will. They listen to this show. Yeah.
So
106-18 Southwestern Avenue.
Yeah. You are right.
Yeah.
But Cork and Kerry is another good bar, especially
it
now
is.
With their beer garden and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's beautiful.
I did a TV show that's going to be on Channel 11 March 22nd. We shot part of it at Cork and Kerry.
Oh, really?
And we're having on March 22nd, we're having a party there. Hey, you're welcome to join us.
Well, thank you.
Come on by if you'll be around then.
Yes.
Because all the stuff will have died down from the parade and the election and everything else. Well, the main thing I want to tell you is be careful. Be safe out there, okay?
Thank you.
Really proud of you.
Thank you.
Not only for being in the Queen's thing, but just taking the step forward to help people. You got guts, kid. Really.
Yeah.
God bless you. All right. So we'll see you out at the parade. Have a good time in Ireland.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And Michael and Catherine.
Catherine,
you did a good job. they're over there having dinner. All right. Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you so much for having me.
God bless you. We'll be right back after these messages from our friends on Hibernian Radio.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982 when they started their first store where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself, no, it's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call them today at 708-423-5000, 708-423-5000, or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for, well, for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero, and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero, and tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
They say Irish women can be a strange blend of shyness, of pride and conceit, yet they have a stubborn refusal to bow in defeat. Their hate is as fierce as their devotion is grand, yet there is no middle ground on which they will stand. My family and friends tell me this sums me up exactly. I'm Carol Ann Gallagher. I am a proud Irish immigrant and now a partner at Dwyer & Coogan, a personal injury law firm here in Chicago. I was born and raised on a little island off the coast of Donegal. I studied and practiced law in Ireland before emigrating to Chicago 11 years ago, and I took up the practice of law here too. As a personal injury lawyer, I've been blessed to help those who find themselves in vulnerable and tragic circumstances. In my proud representation of families injured by the negligence of others, I've secured millions of dollars in verdicts and settlements for my clients. I can be your advocate. I can have your back. I will fight for you when you feel like you have no fight left within yourself. For more information, please go to my website at dwyercoogan.com or give me a call, Caroline Gallagher, at 312-543-4642. That's 312-543-4642. All of our consultations are free. Thanks for listening.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes are third generation, family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. At Sheehy's, the name on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family. And you know, you never forget something like that. Their entire staff cares about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike LaRocque, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
And we are back. Oh, she was just the most delightful young lady. Kelly Layden, Chicago police officer, and also a member of the Queen's Court. We wish her the best of luck. Just a delightful human being. Now, and you know, it's funny, we were talking about the obituaries, and I want to thank my old pal, PJOD, who has a birthday coming up later this month. He's going to be 94. God bless him. He's my obit scout, but I also telling Kelly about a film that Hibernian Media has been lucky enough to have been awarded a grant from the Consulate General of Ireland, and it's about the father of the Chicago flag, the late Alderman James Ambrose Kearns, born in 1871, and in 1915, he introduced legislation in the Chicago City Council that Chicago should have its own flag. And we're very proud of him, obviously. And but the reason he was called Weeping Jim Kearns, he did a lot of politicking at the wakes. You know, he would express his compassion and maybe a few tears. And it worked because he kept getting elected. So that's where Weeping Jim Kearns comes from. And now Weeping Mike Houlihan will take you on a little trip. You know, Billy, whenever I'm walking down Western Avenue and I look in the window of Ken's or Wrong's or Hart's or any of those great Irish saloons and see the ghost of my old pal Jimmy Goff through the mist, and he says to me, "Hey, holy who died?" Well, it's a sad one because an old friend of mine, Ed Sayers, and his wife Janice were a regular on the Irish music circuit. Would see them anytime we were doing anything. Would be at all the concerts and stuff, and just a terrific guy. And Ed and Janice were a great team. Janice passed away just last week, I think it was. And they're going to have a service in honor of the life of Janice Faye Sayers at Galway Arms, funnily enough, 2442 North Clark Street on Sunday, February 23rd at 3 o'clock. There should be a lot of music. Janice loved traditional Irish music sessions, so there's going to be a session in her memory. All musically talented folks, please bring your instruments and your voices. Also bring your appetites and enjoy some great refreshments. Please bring your best moments, memories of Janice, and feel free to share those. We're putting together a slideshow. If you have photos, whatever you got, get in touch with Ed Sr. at 773-297-3247. They were just a great couple, and I'm going to try and get over there Sunday, February 23rd, to celebrate the life of Janice Faye Sayers. God rest her lovely soul. Also, Mary Maureen Kelleher, 96, a native of Castle Island, County Kerry, Ireland, wife of the late David Kelleher, mother of Kathleen, Noreen, Eileen, and the late David P. Kelleher, sister to the late Sheila O'Connor, the late Patty O'Leary, the late Eile Burke, the late Johnny O'Leary, the late Martin O'Leary, the late Kathleen Hartnett, and Dennis O'Leary of Ireland. That's a great obit. And then there's another Mary Kelleher, 77, of Edison Park, beloved daughter of the late Mary B., loving sister of Susan, Patricia, and the late Nancy and the late Thomas. Donations can be made to the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation in honor of Mary T. Kelleher. God rest her soul. 77 from Edison Park, great Irish neighborhood. And finally, Kathleen Lettieri Nee Flynn, aged 84, born and raised Irish Catholic on the south side of Chicago, which I am proud to say I was as well. She was the beloved wife of the late Frank Lettieri of 62 years they were married. Loving mother of Frank, Thomas Jr., Karen, Kathy, Michael, Joan, Kelly, and Joseph. Kathleen lived a full and happy life with family and friends. Her funeral was last Monday. God rest his soul. Kathleen Lettieri Nee Flynn. I think that is it. Yeah. Okay, let's close up the crypt, Billy. And let's, you know what? We got a song that my old friend Jeff Lang has asked me to play because on Saturday, March 14th, Parade Day, the Emerald Society of Illinois is having a gigantic St. Patrick's Day party at Local 399 Operating Engineers Hall, 2260 South Grove Street. It's kind of convenient because it's a little bit away from the parade route, so you can park there. They got a huge parking lot. They're having a full corned beef and cabbage dinner, along with beverages all day. And the Wild Colonial Boys Celtic Band from St. Paul, Minnesota, will be providing the music for this gala. And we're going to play a song by them called Irish in America that is performed by one of the young men in the band. And you'll get to meet him that day if you come on down to the St. Patrick's Day Parade celebration Saturday, March 14th at Local 399 Hall, 2260 South Grove, for the Emerald Society. We're the Irish American Police Association of Illinois, and they are just great guys, and they have been very kind to us. So give this tune a listen, and you'll be able to hear him in person on St. Parade Day, Saturday, March 14th at Local 399 Hall.
I sing now of a tale of the tired and the poor, of people yearning to breathe free. All was taken from them, they needed to set sail to a new world far away. From Ireland's full green fields, they were made to flee, left their families far behind, looking for a new start in cities across the sea. To their fate they were resigned as ragged immigrants, they were worse than low. Signs read, no Irish need apply. They took the thankless jobs no one would perform, mighty backs and stubborn pride. They were Irish in America, forced to find new lives. They worked their fingers to the bone, lace curtains in their windows, pictures of the Pope. Built this country, called it home. They came to New York Harbor, to Boston and PA. In tenements they settled down, raised up the children in the shadow of the church, with friends and family all around. Several generations have now drifted by. Things aren't what they used to be. We live our lives thanks to who they were. They fought our wars and kept us free. Grandfather sits beside the fire in his chair, talks to his grandson on his knee. He tells him of his childhood on a rural Galway farm, and how he got to NYC. They came before us, this was how they lived. They didn't have another way. This is heritage. This is what it means to be Irish and American. To be Irish and American. To be Irish and American.
There's only one Irish pub in the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spend a lot of time there, taping the Hibernian radio show at Lizzie McNeil's every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 10 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salads, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river, and tell them you were sent by your old pal, Hooley. Thanks.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150. Hi, everybody. Your old friend Mike Houlihan back here with Hibernian Radio. Hey, thanks so much for listening. And I hope you are warm, cozy, wherever you are. It's kind of a rough night out here in Chicago at Lizzie McNeil's. And we were very honored to have as our guest Kelly Layden, a Chicago Chicago police officer. You know, I guess it's sexist to say that she's gorgeous, but she is. Okay. That's probably another why she's a member of the Queen's Court. But, you know, it's in the air. The whole St. Patrick's Day thing is starting, even though it's middle of February. It's in the air, and you can feel it. And I want to remind everybody that I did a TV show last year called Our Irish Pub. That was a travelogue with the lovely Katie Grennan, a fiddler for Gaelic Storm, and she took us to three of her favorite Irish pubs, including Lizzie McNeil's and Chief O'Neill's and Galway Arms. And the concept has worked brilliantly, if I do say so myself. And we're so excited about it. We did another one this year. And we started at Mrs. Murphy and Sons Irish Bistro on Lincoln Avenue. Then we went to the old Cork and Kerry on Western Avenue. And then we finished at the Cura Irish Pub, where our host, Sean Ginelli, in Edison Park. And it's just a terrific show, I got to tell you. Well, Channel 11 is going to broadcast that show. Mark your calendars. Sunday, March 22nd. At 1:30 in the afternoon, and then again at 10:30 in the afternoon, and then again at 4 a.m. But I don't know if you'll be listening, watching that. But you got to see this show. I'm very proud of it. Once again, Katie is our host, but we have some just incredible Irish musicians and a young dancer named Tig Spillane, who from the Beverly area, who just puts on a
He steals the show. We also have the beautiful and gorgeous and talented Emer Arkins on the show. John Williams is on it. Peter Brady. Pauline Keneally. Gavin Coyle has a great number in the city of Chicago. You got to tune in. You will love it. So keep in mind that that's going to be Sunday, March 22nd, 1:30 p.m., and also at 10:30 that night. And one of the reasons I'm setting that up is because on that day, Sunday, March 22nd, just coincidentally at 1 o'clock, Skinny, our old pal Skinny Sheehan, and I, we're doing another trip to Ireland. Skinny and Hooley, we're getting the band back together. We're going to Ireland July 8th to the 17th, 9 nights in Ireland. Five of those nights in Galway itself. But so we're getting the band back together for one of our colossal trips, because there's been so many stories about the people who've gone with Skinny and I to Ireland. Never forget it. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about this trip, because on that day, Sunday, March 22nd, we're going to have an information party. You can watch the TV show with Cork and Kerry in Cork and Kerry, and then Skinny and I will do a little PowerPoint and tell some stories and fill you in on what's going to happen when we go to Ireland. But we're going to Galway primarily because Galway is the 2020 European Capital of Culture. And one of the things that's going on the week we're there is the Galway Film Fla, which I am very partial to because I have a film festival. And I'll be hunting films there, and we'll be in Galway all that week. One hotel. We're at the Ardalan Hotel. It's gorgeous. 4-star hotel. It's got a spa. It's got a pool. But every day, we party at night. We go to the films. But during the day, we go to, like, the Cliffs of Moher. Like, the first day in Galway, we're going, obviously, we land in Dublin. And our driver, Philip Duffy, the greatest Shanachie in Ireland, who is our guide, driver, he picks us up and takes us to Galway. And we check into the hotel. And we party that night. And then we go to the Cliffs of Moher. It's a day trip. And we're going to go on a boat where you get to get up close to the cliffs and see the waves crashing, the whole thing. And then we're going to Connemara the next day. Gorgeous Connemara. We'll go by Kyle Moore Abbey and the Killary Ford. We're going to take a little boat ride there as well and have lunch on the Lady of the Lake, I think is the name of it. And then the next day we're headed to Westport. Now, these are all day trips. We'll go back to Galway every night. We go to Westport, going all over the place in Westport. That's where Weeping Jim Kearns was from. We may even go by his birthplace in Inishcuttle, Kilmina, County Mayo. The next day, we're going to the Aran Islands, and we take a boat over to do that, and we're going to be on the island of Inishmore for the day, all day in the village at Kilronan Village in the Aran Islands. And then the next day, we go to Cong, where they filmed The Quiet Man, and then we leave. We leave Galway and head to Killarney, and we're going to stay at the Bunratty Castle, where we stay overnight at the Great Southern Hotel in Killarney. The next day, we're at the Ring of Kerry. I mean, this is an incredible trip. And we go back to Killarney that night. Then the next day, we head over to the Blarney Castle on our way to Dublin, and we wound up for 2 nights at the Fitzpatrick Castle, who are great people and friends of mine. And they have just put a ton of dough into that hotel. I was there just 2-3 weeks ago. It's gorgeous. And we'll be there 2 nights, and you can hop on the bus, and we'll take you to Dublin. You can go to the Guinness factory, the Guinness storehouse, Kilmainham Jail, see all the cool stuff in Dublin. And then the next day we go back to Chicago. So there's the trip. But if you want to learn more about it and get up close and personal with me and Skinny, we'll see you Sunday, March 22nd, over at Cork and Kerry. You can be with us. We'll watch the TV show on the big screen TVs, and they'll have a little PowerPoint and show you all about the trip, how much it's going to cost. You better get your plane. It's separate from, it's land only, this trip. But the trip is just, it's a trip of a lifetime, what can I tell you? And I'm lucky to go. So we're going to take a little break here on Hibernian Radio. That's the story on March 22nd. Hope to see you there. I'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
They say Irish women can be a strange blend of shyness, of pride and conceit, yet they have a stubborn refusal to bow in defeat. Their hate is as fierce as their devotion is grand, yet there is no middle ground on which they will stand. My family and friends tell me this sums me up exactly. I'm Caroline Gallagher. I am a proud Irish immigrant and now a partner at Dwyer & Coogan, a personal injury law firm here in Chicago. I was born and raised on a little island off the coast of Donegal. I studied and practiced law in Ireland before emigrating to Chicago 11 years ago, and I took up the practice of law here too. As a personal injury lawyer, I've been blessed to help those who find themselves in vulnerable and tragic circumstances. In my proud representation of families injured by the negligence of others, I've secured millions of dollars in verdicts and settlements for my clients. I can be your advocate. I can have your back. I will fight for you when you feel like you have no fight left within yourself. For more information, please go to my website at dwyercoogan.com or give me a call, Caroline Gallagher, at 312-543-4642. That's 312-543-4642. All of our consultations are free. Thanks for listening.
If you're looking for an office in the loop, you got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 20 North Clark Street and 455 North City Front Plaza Drive in the NBC Tower. IOS has an entire floor in these two very prestigious buildings, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference room and day office usage, administrative support services, and customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com or call them at 312-561-2300 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. That's integratedofficesuites.com, 312-561-2300. You'll be glad you did.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside Cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982, when they started their first store, where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero, or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself, no, it's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000, 708-423-5000, or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero, and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero. And tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did. And we are back on Hibernian Radio. Thanks for sticking with us. And don't forget, right after this show, the Hooley's Hooley. With Bill and Patty Houlihan and their pal Clay O'Brien. A little bit of nuttiness for your weekend. Hey, you know, the Irish American News has been bringing you the news important to the Irish in Chicagoland for over 40 years. If you like mostly good news and information from all facets of the Irish community, check out the Irish American News. To advertise or subscribe, call 847-872-0700 or email our pal Cliff at Irish American News, the old buddy Cliff Carlson. And that they have a lot of stuff going on for themselves in March because, you know, you got the election. And all these politicians are trying to get into the paper, so that's driving them nuts. Speaking of politicians, I want to give a plug to John Griffin, my old pal. He's running for judge. Vote for him. Also, Margaret Stanton McBride. Vote for her, too. Good people. Okay, Jim Mullen, former Chicago police officer, was involved in a
shooting, and he was wounded in the line of duty and has been paralyzed ever since. God bless him. And not to take it, life sitting down, he started his own applesauce company, Mullins Applesauce. It's like apple pie without the crust. So when you're at the Jewel or Aldi or wherever you get your fixins, pick up some Mullins Applesauce. You'll be glad you did, and you'll be helping out a great guy, Jim Mullen. Don't forget St. Odilo's. My parish is having their Mardi Gras party on Saturday, March 21st. If you want more information, call 708-870-1478. It's a terrific party, and they know how to party at St. Odilo because that's my parish. Okay. And now I think we're going to a little place I like to call Hooletown.
Deep in the south side of Chicago.
Get me out of here.
So deep. All the way up to 93rd Street.
Get me out of here, please.
Across the tracks. Where they only spoke Yakky Dak.
Oh.
And the people barely survived on a strict diet of crunchy bouncer and bamboo.
Hey, man, you want another drink?
Yes.
Can I get you two?
This
yeah.
is almost 70 years we're talking.
70
when
years?
The what? On his teeth,
oh.
Something entered his cranium.
His cranium?
And wormed around his frontal lobes and took him to a state of mind.
Mind.
Hidden place on the other side of bunkers.
Welcome.
A crazy, silly street.
Have a seat.
Known as... Hooletown.
Hooletown.
Welcome to Hooletown. Don't stay too long, though.
How come?
Because you might not come back. Welcome to Hooletown.
Why, thank you.
And you're welcome.
Yeah, welcome to Hooletown, my favorite spot. Hey, big thanks to our old pal Greg Holloman for that excellent intro. Hooletown is specifically introduced for our pal Jeff Lang and his mother Alice and his dog Bailey. He every week he listens. God bless him. And he's a big promoter of the show and a great officer of the Emerald Society of Illinois, by the way. And he's very active in that organization, and he's one of the reasons that St. Patrick's Day Parade celebration on Saturday, March 14th is going to be so much fun. So when you're there, ask for Jeff Lang. Now, Billy, could you please give me a hand? This door. Push it. Ooh, excuse me. Justin Bieber describes getting crazy in a bedroom with Haley Baldwin. It's
Ooh,
all we
who
do.
Cares?
Who cares indeed? Eva Mendes raves about Ryan Gosling's incredible talents in the kitchen.
Who cares?
Demi Lovato reveals new details about her spiritual awakening back tattoo.
Who cares?
Intelligent man Chris Brown gets a Nike Air Jordan tattoo on his face.
Who cares?
Ashley Graham proudly admits to not shaving her pits during pregnancy.
Who cares?
Oscar winner Joaquin Phoenix has mad cow disease.
Who cares?
And finally, Mayor Pete Buttigieg's husband Chasten has an incredible backstory. Oh,
Billy,
close it up. Billy, wait, I gotta reach that latch at the top. Give me a boost here. Let me reach up there and get that latch. It's so, I got it. Thank you, Mayor Pete. Okay. All right, we're gonna close a little joke. And thanks for listening, everybody. But this is an interesting story. And it's a true story. Three old ladies were sitting side by side in the retirement home, reminiscing. First lady recalled shopping at the Green Grocers and demonstrated with her hands the length and thickness of a cucumber she could buy for one penny back in the good old days. The second old lady nodded, adding that onions used to be much bigger and cheaper also, and demonstrated the size of the two big onions she could buy for one penny apiece. The third lady remarked, "I can't hear a word you're saying, but I remember the guy you're talking about." Hey, everybody. We're leaving Hooletown now. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week. I can't even tell you who the guest is, but they're going to be great. What a great guest we had tonight, Kelly Layden. Keep your eyes out for her at the parade. Terrific kid and a gutsy young lady. And we will see you next week. Thanks so much. God bless you all.
Well, I look down.